Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's OMF on EEI.
Yarbrough throws, and Christian drives one deep to left field. It is way back. Is it high enough? It is a home run for Christian Vasquez. A two-run blast. His second in as many nights, and the Red Sox lead it 3-1.
A wall ball double, and J.D. Martinez makes it 5-1 Red Sox. Swinging a broken back grounder to short. Adames has it, must go to first, and he throws it away! Two-run score and the throwing error by Adames. And the Red Sox now lead it 8-1. Strike three, and the ball game is over. The Red Sox have swept the Tampa Bay Rays. Red Sox roll to a 9-2 victory here as they beat the Rays, and even their record at 3-3, Tampa Bay drops to 2-4.
You see, I'm the only reasonable one here.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah, okay. By the way, Glenn's not here. Gilbert's in the house.
Yeah.
You guys know the number, 617-779-7937. No one wants to be with me. Lou is actually working for a living, doing a great job with Joe and Will. Great job on the call, Lou. Yeah,
excellent
always.
Job, Will.
Yeah,
excellent job.
Fourier is sitting on his ass in his house. I don't know why. I mean, he can't come in. By the way, I got vaccinated today. I'm fine.
Well, that's why you're in. Because you're healthy.
That's right. I got vaccinated today. I feel like Superman. I'll have a third head tomorrow.
So, yeah, you're going to have a flipper. Come summertime, you're going to be the fastest swimmer in the lake.
No, I sink. I always sink. That's not going to change.
You're going to be like, wow, why is Gary so fast? Well, he's got webbed toes.
Coming up on OMF today. Yes, we are going to talk about the Boston Red Sox. Lou, we have to talk about the Red Sox with the way of all the pitch. Plus, we're going to get into the Celtics. And I was actually going crazy on Twitter. I had Twitter
meltdown
last night. I had a meltdown. I had a complete meltdown last night on Twitter with the Celtics. We'll get into that.
Yes.
4A wants to talk about, you know, his good friend Tom Brady. I don't know if he still has a cell or not, but Tom Brady
made an
appearance on Good Morning America. So now 4A, you know, needs to kiss his ass. So
No. I'm actually not going to kiss his ass.
Yeah.
Gary.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is give him a warning. I'm going to warn him.
I'm sure he's listening.
No, he listens. He's a fan. He's a P1. That's what he is.
I like it. Garrett Bear's chilling right now. He's vaccinated. Yeah. We're ready to go. We got all these topics. We got a short show. Bang this thing out.
Louie, Evaldi to me has been, it's just amazing. To me, right now with the Red Sox, and this was my feeling with the Red Sox, even when everybody was jumping off the cliff. I mean, my colleagues in the media and the fans, just so freaking annoying during the Baltimore series. Everybody just screaming and yelling, they suck, they blah, 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 blah. I mean, what do you expect, folks? I mean, listen, they're placeholders. They're rebuilding. I'm okay with that. I think the Red Sox are doing the right thing. So I'm not overreacting, Lou. Like, today was fun. Take every game as an individual adventure.
That's well, what I'm saying. The last, Baltimore series sucked. I mean, there's no way about
it.
You know,
fine, but
it.
What did you expect? I mean, I don't care who they play. That could happen anytime, anywhere with this roster.
I get it. You just didn't expect it against Baltimore. But, you know, you've come out here. I agree with you. You know, they started off 4-3, and everyone's like, they're out of the playoffs. I hate this team. Meanwhile, none of those people thought they were going to make the playoffs to begin with. But now you've come out here against Tampa, and you swept a pretty good team. And you know, you've had six starts, and in five of them, you've had very good starts from your rotation. And yet we focus on the one bad one with Richard. So,
yeah, the mustache man.
Listen, I thought this rotation could be better than it was. It has been through six, and the offense let him down the first two. But this was a fun 3 days. Last night's game I thought was a lot of fun, and yet now you're swinging the bats, and they look like they're enjoying playing the game again.
This is how psychotic this the city is, especially with this team, with so many stinking games. The emotional roller coaster is something I want nothing to do with, yet I feel like I was stuck on it the last couple of days. But now I have clarity, because you can see the pendulum is swinging the other way. Like, what was it, 4 nights ago, they sucked. They, you know, get rid of everybody. I don't get all these players. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, you lost to the Baltimore Orioles, who everybody thought was going to be the worst team in the division. And they kick your ass. Sure enough, you come back, and we're all sitting there going, oh, maybe they can get one out of the three. They get all three. Next thing you know, here comes the pendulum again. Oh, my God. No, I am a believer. They can get the wild card spot. They can make it to the playoffs. Alex Cora is awesome. Evaldi doesn't suck anymore. Just wait till Sale comes back. That to me.
Sale? What?
Oh, yeah. Wait. You'll hear that a lot. Oh, just God. Wait till Sale comes back. It's going to be like, wait till my big brother comes in, you know, to kick your butt so that way you won't be bullying me anymore. That's going to be the ride. Listen, I'm fine with it. I was impressed. I loved last night's game, not for the fact that it went into, went extra innings, but the fact that I feel like baseball finally got something right. Baseball finally got something right that wasn't introduced or forced by COVID. The whole automatic runner rule, extra innings, man on second. It's the first time in, like, I feel like forever, they actually used common sense and implemented it into the game. How can we, because you usually hear them and they talk about stuff, but they never do it. They just never do it because somebody gets mad, the romantics get mad, you know, the purists get mad, and you can't, they try, and so since they can't make everybody happy, they don't do it at all. They just keep the game the same.
I was amazed at the reaction of this extra inning rule. Gary, I don't know how you feel about it, but.
What? It was good, right?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's sort of like. You know, for me, you're sitting around and you're following things on Twitter. Next thing you know, you see Bruins going to overtime. Like, that gets me to dive in if I was watching something else or another game because I know it's 3-on-3. I know it's 5 minutes. I know there's a shootout. You know, extra innings now, it's like, okay, man on second. We've been screaming for years, like the last couple years, that baseball is like home runs. You know, nobody makes contact anymore. Then they introduce this with a man on second, and it forces you to manufacture runs, maybe put a bunt down. There's strategy involved. The base hit now wins the game instead of home runs. And it adds a level of excitement to extras. And for some reason, I felt like the response was negative. Like people didn't like it. You know, I don't know if all of a sudden the purists wake up from their nap and come out, but... I think it's great.
I think it's awesome. And, you know, too bad if somebody has a problem with it because the game is going to go through growing pains. You know, and if you take a look at all of the major sports, everybody has had adjustments. You know, there was a time when the NBA didn't have the 24-second clock. Okay?
Yeah.
There was a time when the NBA didn't, you know, you didn't have to get the ball across half court in 8 seconds. There was a time, you know, the 3-line pass, the 2-line pass with the hockey. On and on and on. And baseball hasn't done it. Baseball needs a pitch clock. Baseball needs extra inning rules like this. Absolutely, I'm all for it. But what I want to get to today, though, is about this Red Sox team. And now, do we have a reason to watch every fifth day? Because it wasn't appointment viewing. Now we see Evaldi go out and throw today, Lou. Did they keep him in too long? They pull him out too early in his first start. Here's a guy you're always worried about getting hurt. Should he have pitched 90-plus pitches today?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I think it was at 91 total. I thought he was cruising. There wasn't... like really any high stress situations, you know, I thought he was dominant. And it's nice to see because I've always even said, you know, do you put the injuries, right? Like, how many starts is he going to give you? 20? But the problem is, like, are those even going to be quality? You know, because I still almost felt like he was like that 4.5 ERA guy. Like, he threw hard, but he got hit. And now you're seeing a different guy. You know, he's not 97, 98 all the time. Like, he actually is throwing 5 pitches, and he's throwing his breaking ball and his slider and his changeup, and he's keeping guys off balance. And now he's that 97 actually plays. Like, it looks harder because he's throwing off speed. So he's looking a lot more dominant. I still think you question the durability, but I can't.
Well, that's
if he's
why I wondered why he was.
That's
my thing. Is that because I think about this team this year, and to me, as I said, they're placeholders for the guys in Worcester. They're rebuilding. Yeah. I have no problem with that. So the one guy I want to see pitch, Christian, you know, here's a guy that didn't need to be in the game. So, you know, this is the one guy I want to protect. And yeah, Erod's coming back. And if those two guys can stay healthy, we have a reason to watch a couple of games a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would not get caught up in that. That, to me, is the little thing. To me, that's the little thing. I think the big things are that first 3 games, I think, kind of shook everybody. What I kind of see now after 6 games in is that they really can be competitive. They really have a chance to really compete with any team they play. You know, based on just, you know, mood or atmosphere, you know, I feel like they have enough. Even if everyone just, they don't even have to reach their limit. Like J.D. Martinez, I'm sure is going to slow down a little bit. Vasquez, I'm sure is going to slow down a little bit. You know, but otherwise, as long as you get good quality pitching and you're just in competitive situations and play decent defense. Because here's the one thing I took from that also. And I was going back and forth with you guys in this terrible YouTube product that they have out here with some of the guys. I don't know who the hell Scott Braun is, but Jesus Christ, it's like an Ambien. Hey, I fell asleep.
Yeah, I know, but Christian, I'll tell you, and no disrespect to, you know, the folks at Nesson, but baseball has to do this. I mean, that's all my kids watch.
YouTube?
It's YouTube. YouTube and on the phone. I mean, Lou, you touched on it. Having to change the game, having to make adjustments.
Yeah.
If you're going to communicate with a younger audience, you have to do all these things. So some kid is like, you know, gets off his bike,
well,
turns on his phone, and
better,
watches the seventh inning.
That's fine. I don't mind that. Just get a better play-by-play guy. That's all. Like, get you. get Will. Put Will on the play-by-play. Like, put Joe Castillo. I don't care. The guy they had was a sleeping pill.
Yeah, that's a little bit weird. But, you know, going back to your point, Christian, and it's one of the reasons why, I still have him in 87 wins. I don't have him making the playoffs. I don't think that's going to be good enough. But we don't realize how bad that pitching was yesterday until you see Chris Mazza come out of this pen and get shellacked and realize he was on your staff. Because every night now, at least there is hope, you know, that Pivetta can do what he did, that Evaldi can do what he did, that Erod can dominate, you know, that, you know, Martin Perez went up against Glasnow and held his own. You know, and Richards, we'll see. I mean, he had one bad outing, but I still think there's hope that he can have a dominant outing at times. So that's all you really want. Will it be consistent? Probably not. But I think for the most part, when you take the mound, I think you got guys, the starters, that are big league starters. And that's a rotation that they didn't have last year. I remember doing these games, and I've been sitting there circling. I got to do next Wednesday. Who's starting? I'm like, Zach Godley. I'd be like, damn it. You know, I got to sit through that crap and watch this guy pitch. You know, and I was praying to get Evaldi or Perez. And it just didn't happen. So that's going to keep them competitive. I think the rotation's going to be better. And they've got a little depth. I know everyone's pissed about Hauk, but he'll be up, and he's good. And they got this kid Seabold. He's good.
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on with Hauk?
They settled down.
Yeah, but know, how come? What's going on? What's the word?
They just sticking with their plan. And we talked to Alex yesterday. I mean, you know, you have a plan all winter long, right? You signed 5 starters, and Hauk's the 6th guy. And all of a sudden, after one outing from Richards, because the other, you know, and Hauk was one of them, you know, you don't blow up a 3-month plan because of one start. You know, and you want him down there, and he'll throw a little bit. He's still going to get 20 starts, I might guess, on the big leagues. But you got to give Garrett Richards more starts to figure out if he deserves a spot in this rotation. Maybe he's a relief guy, but you don't do it after one.
Well, yeah, I was going to say with Hauk, Christian, one of the things that I thought, because he has to develop that third pitch, is this guy on a good team going to be a bridge guy? I mean, is Hauk a guy that'll give you 2-3 innings and get you to the closer, get you to Matt Barnes? Well, I mean, is he necessarily going to be a starter? Because I don't think he is.
Well, no, I think he is. But I think what we were talking about is, okay, so if you don't – I was like, don't send him down. He's earned a right to be on this big league roster. Okay, now what do you – how do you use him? How do you keep him stretched out? How do you keep him fresh? Well, that whole middle relief, like you get an opportunity, someone's getting shelled all over the place and knocked around. You bring him in, he gives you 5 strong. Like, to me, that's valuable. So, I mean, fine. Like, if the better option is to send him, we're going to call it West now instead of South.
Right,
since
to Worcester.
Since we're going to Worcester now. So, I think that's fine. I just felt like guys like that, that you identify early as, you know, having it, understanding what they need to do, I think is it is important to kind of just keep him around the environment. Keep him around the you know, not that the other, you know, managers and players aren't, you know, where they should be at, but it's a different atmosphere up here. You know, higher expectation, tougher circumstances. You know, like, build some grit, you know, build some, like, you know, discipline and stuff like that. And then you're going to need him.
Yeah, and I think he is a starter, Gary. And, you know, when I first saw him, I was like, you know, you need a third pitcher as a starter. The only guy I knew was Randy, you know, and it was just fastball slider, and he got away with it. He was that good. He's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
But this kid's starting to prove that he may not need it. You know, I mean, that slider fastball is so good. You know, last year he dominated Toronto. He dominated the Yankees. He dominated Tampa. You know, it was like real opponents. And you know, he did it again this weekend against the Baltimore team, whatever. But I don't know. He's starting to prove that maybe he doesn't need it. But we'll see how that thing plays out. But I think he's a starter, and I think he's going to be up here. And people aren't patient. I get it. But, you know, in May, probably he'll be up here the rest of the year at some point.
Well, somebody's going to get hurt. I mean, we know that. And we know that the chances of E-Rod pitching an entire season are slim. I mean, it's, you know,
it's like, though, Gary? I'll add this. You know, it's to me, it's going to look something like this. Like, the veteran quarterback who is just by default is the starter. And, you know, he struggles in and out. The team is scuffling. They're having a hard time of it. Next thing you know, they want the backup. They want the young kid.
Oh, yeah.
They know what to expect. Oh, here it is. I can just hear the chants already starting. I can hear the calls coming in. Why are they bringing Hawk back? You know,
Ben Watson. Wasn't it that way with Ben Watson?
Not with me. That was Dan. I was already third string.
Oh, yeah. We're bringing that Fourier kid. Get rid of him.
I was already third string. I was back. They were calling my name unless they both got hurt. Even then, I was like, nah, I don't really feel like it today.
Okay, this is what
too
I wonder.
Late.
I wonder about this team, and Louis's been around them. The laundry cart thing, right? Is that forced or is that legit?
No, it was legit. They started it last year when they were miserable. So I think they were trying to find some way to have fun. I think it's legit, you know, and that's probably my biggest takeaway from these three games. Even last night's game, it's just – I'm seeing a lot like guys making big pitches and you know, screaming and pumping their fists. Like last night, I see Arroyo in that 10th inning, you know, try to get a couple bunts down, hit a ground ball to second, move the runner, and he's pumping his fist down to first, and he's screaming in the dugout. Like, you know, it's there seems to be some life, you know, which we didn't have last year. There seems to be some excitement, like they're having fun. And I think that kind of can draw people in over time. So they look like they're having more fun. Obviously, when you win three straight, you are. So yep. I like that.
Yeah, one of the things, Christian, that I said Sunday, I know you guys were listening with Tangway.
Of course.
Yeah, Sunday 10 to 2 right here on WEI. And we had Bradford on, and I said to Bradford, I said, listen, I do find this team interesting. And he, like, laughed, you know, because Bradford over there, you know, no one has found the Red Sox interesting. Everybody expects the worst. Everybody, yes. I love that. And I even called him up one time at home, and I said, listen, can you help me out with some of these young guys, like, he was down in Florida, you know, sleeping on the floor, whatever he was doing.
Of course, struggling.
Struggling. I was like, so what's going on with some of these prospects? Because as we all know, as you can become attached to some of the players on this roster this year, it's all about the guys in Worcester. It's all about who's going to be here a year or two from now, right? And he couldn't believe that I was actually asking him these questions. Of the four sports teams right now, I think this is the most interesting team.
Oh, God, no.
We don't know any. I don't know anything about them.
The most interesting team right now is the Patriots by a long shot.
Yeah, we talk about them every day.
Well, that's why, because they're the most interesting.
I understand there's something appealing. If this team does this every second or third game, right? I mean, if they can hang around 500, Lou, to your point, if they get to 87 wins, I think they're going to be likable. I think they're going to be likable.
Okay, but here you go. Today is what? Wednesday?
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, 3 days ago, they were hateable. They were terrible. They sucked. And, like, now we like – I tell you, the pendulum just keeps swinging. And I think ultimately and I agree with you to an extent, there is a lot of intrigue to this team just based on –
it's just different.
Well,
Cam Newton is. I mean, I just think that – I think people are tired of diva ball players. I think people are tired of – I think people are tired. We're going to get to the Celtics coming up. I think people are tired of the Celtics underachieving. They don't know if the Bruins are going to make it right for the playoffs, and they're tired of the fact that the Patriots are 7-9. And what I'm seeing right now is just a team that might be likable. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, listen, I agree. I do think the Patriots,
which is like kind of insulting, isn't it? Though, if you really think about it,
like who's going to be the quarterback, right? Like, how's Bill going to play this thing out? Does he turn it around? I think
we know that we've done it, and we'll talk about it a million times.
To your point, I think by the time this Red Sox season is over, like people are going to realize that they're not far off. Like they're really not. Because you are going to have guys like Erod and Eovaldi throwing the ball, but then Tanner Houck and Pivetta. You're going to see this kid, Connor Seabolt, Garrett Whitlock probably in rotation at some point. And then Sale comes back. And I think you're going to start to get a little bit of buzz knowing that 2022, they could actually be really competitive. They could actually turn that thing around that quickly because you can in this sport and see what they do in free agency.
All right, how about this?
Yeah, I think there's some interesting young names.
Well, hold on, real quick.
You don't say anything quick. You don't do anything quick.
Hold on, I'll say this one.
That's correct.
The whole likable part, that whole aspect, isn't that kind of like the equivalent of like, hey, listen, man, you're awesome and all, but you know, it's like somebody who introduces you to somebody and you ask them, you know, it's a blind date, and they say, and you ask them what they look like, and they tell you they got a great personality.
It is.
That's a cute little team. Yeah, it's a cute little team. It's like, oh, why are you being so dismissive and, you know, insulting? So, likable? Who cares about likable? I think some of the most fun teams are the ones that you hate. The ones that you hate. You know, the ones that like anger you, piss you off. Those are the ones I like to watch.
Man, you're dark, dude.
See how quick that one is?
Dark.
See how quick? I learned from watching you, Dad. I learned it from watching you.
You are dark, man. We are going to get heavy in a minute. We're going to talk about the Celtics coming up. Tagway is in for Glenn today, who couldn't manage to work an hour and 15 minutes. The fact that he took today off is amazing to me. Because usually these are great days to work.
Well, it's a long day for him.
Yeah,
it's a solid hour.
Yeah, big shoes to fill with Ordway. Okay, OMF Tagway along with Maloney and Fourier. The Celtics. I have one word to describe them. That's coming up next on WEEI.
617-779-7937.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at
at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
When you get paid the big bucks, it's a lot that comes with it. For Jason Tatum, I think he's a special talent. He's one of the most offensive gifted players in the league. With that being said, it's still a certain type of leadership role on the court, a certain type of edge, a certain type of swagger that you have to play with. When you look at all the other stars around the league, they compete. They don't have bad body language. And it's part of him, I guess, growing, but you got to have that. You got to learn those leadership skills.
Preach, Perk. That is my guy, Kedrick Perkins, and he is telling it like it is. Back here on OMF, Gary Tanguy's in for Glenn, along with Lou, who's over at Fenway. Christian's at home.
Well, you know what I need to be. You know why I need to be at home, Gear Bear. Come on. It's Wednesday.
What's that?
Oh. Wednesday. See, but I thought every day was Wednesday. I thought it's hump day. I thought Wednesday was every day for you. Is it every day for you? Is it hump day every day for you, Lou Maloney? No, you turned 50.
He sleeps. He's in bed at 7:30.
All right, 6:47.
I have to have my little blanket with me when I sit and watch TV. My tea.
Oh, that Christian Fourier. What a rascal.
My hope.
617-779-7937. All right, we're talking to Celtics right now. You just heard Perk talk about Tatum. And last night I was, if you followed me on Twitter, I was out of my mind. And they're gutless. The Celtics are worse than lazy. They're worse than being cocky. They're worse than overpaid. They're worse than not listening to their coach. They are gutless. I'm going to point to one incident last night. By the way, somebody did say on Twitter, Tanguay, go F yourself. And nice. It was my son. But anyway, so... But you guys know, all right, it's 3-0, okay? The game has just started. You don't have to worry about foul trouble. You don't have to worry about any of that crap, right? Embiid has the ball on the left side of the hoop. And somebody tackles him from behind. He goes to go up strong. Tatum kind of rotates over, all right, in like ballet slippers. He tiptoes over to Embiid. As Embiid goes to the hoop, he skips out of the way. He ran away from Embiid. Jason Tatum ran away from Embiid. Stand with your hands in the air. At least make it hard for him. Gutless.
Well, I would say that when it comes
gutless.
To...
And that's what it comes like, to... I am out on this guy, Lou. I am out on this guy.
Well, I'm just when it comes to Embiid and this team, like they don't have an answer. Like he's too physical
for him. Who the hell does, though? Louie, I'm sorry. But no one does. I mean, Gorman said it. Gorman was funny. He goes, we don't have an answer for that. Nobody does.
No, I get it, but like you said, where's the pushback? Like the effort? It almost seems like they just let him do whatever the hell he wants. But I agree, and I mean, this is we talked about the other day. They won two straight. And we're like, you're not going to buy it, are you? Like against Philly?
God,
like
no, you're not going to use you're these not buying wins in, are you? These I mean, wins beat, mean nothing.
They beat Houston. They beat Charlotte with a couple without a couple of guys. You're like, come on, and they go out last night, and Perk is right. I was talking about this last week. Remember, there was a certain play when. You know, Tatum took it to the hole, dunked it, and it cut the lead to like 4. And everybody was getting excited. And his body language, after a huge dunk, he looked at the ref and was complaining because he thought there was a foul, right? Rather than show me any kind of an emotion at all, like he doesn't play with it. Now, he's a young kid. I don't know whether, you know, maybe it's just his personality, but he doesn't at all.
I mean, Christian, don't give me the youth thing. Don't tell me youth anymore. I'm done with
that. No, youth. Because I was going to ask you, because there's a couple different ways you can look at that. If you want to make excuses for them, you sit there and say, well, you know, it's really not their fault. It's a personnel issue. They just don't. You saw a couple, you know, times in that game last night where the players on the court do not belong on the court. It's just the way it is. So, but then you say, all right, fine. Even if you're not, you know, skilled enough, you should at least show me that you've got some fight in you. You got some dog in you. Because I'm okay losing every last fight, every last game, as long as I'm fighting my way through it. Yesterday, last night, I just threw my hands up in the air. Because you know, it's funny, and they camouflage, and they hide their issues well. Take the very first quarter. The very first quarter, they end up having 7 turnovers. They were trying to thread the needle on every single pass, trying to get real cute with everything, and nothing worked, okay? Yet, they were hitting all these threes, so they were in the game. So you're sitting there going, wow, They're playing really crappy, yet they're still in the game.
Right.
The way they play the game isn't sustainable. They miss shots, then they're going to get doubled up on. They play a team like Houston that sucks, they're going to beat them. But God forbid Houston ends up shooting shots, they're screwed against that team too because they have no counterpunch. It's live or die by the three-pointer, and that's all there is to it. And Embiid's a whole nother monster. To Gary's point, who's his nemesis? Who is it? Al Horford was his nemesis. That's who it was.
Right, right.
Get that
right.
guy back.
And he's old.
You want it? Okay, and he's not doing it
all
anymore.
All set, thanks.
Okay? I don't know what we're going to do. Like, I think the reality is, like, lower the bar. Lower the bar.
Okay, but here's
lower
my
the bar,
okay,
lower Louis, the bar.
Like, see, I do think the talent, they're not Brooklyn. We know that, okay? They're not Brooklyn. They're not Philadelphia. They're not the Lakers. But they're better than this, and I'll tell you why. Because in the New Orleans game in the second half, they started to actually play basketball. They actually started to go to the basket. I mean, they eventually lost
the
game,
D.
right? They actually started to play defense, all right? They actually started to play basketball. They are good enough, to me, to be the solid number four.
Yeah,
it's like
Gary,
nobody should be contesting. The Knicks should not be even with the Celtics. Atlanta should not be two games, Louis, above the Celtics. The Celtics should be the fourth best team in the East,
yeah, but Gary,
period.
You look at that New Orleans game. What does it tell you that they're only capable of playing like that for like 10 minutes?
I know.
Yeah.
Well, it's all in their
exactly.
head. Exactly. Right?
Well,
I mean, that's in their head.
Yeah, they can't do it. Like, they can't do it. Right now, they're not a good team, and I know that they've – I think lost more games through COVID, I hope we realize that that isn't the reason why we're watching what we're watching, right?
No.
And now tomorrow, of course, Fournier's still out, and now Kemba's going to be out, right? Because it's a back to back. But I did hear rumors Tristan Thompson may be back.
Oh God, send him
we
out
found
of town.
Him.
Put him on a Greyhound.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to have a huge impact.
Him.
No, this team to me is. It's kind of top heavy, and I still kind of almost look at Danny Ainge and blame him for how I'm feeling about guys like Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown. You know, like for because the fact that you left these guys on an island, you put this team together, you surrounded them with kids that are younger than them, not around veterans that are actually older than them and maybe take a touch of pressure off of them. You put it all on their laps. When you yourself have been in this league long enough, Danny knows that you can't put all that on a 23 and a 24-year-old kid. And now we're sort of at a point where, you know, you're watching these guys almost play for themselves because they realize the team's not good enough. So now it's gotten to the point where now we're ripping on Jason Tatum when we still should be kind of just looking at Danny Ainge and saying, what made you think that, you know, having these two young kids and surrounding them by a bunch of rookies and first and second year players was going to work? Because I don't like Jason Tatum, and I blame him.
You blame Danny?
I do.
Well, somebody's got to pay the price, right? Somebody needs to take the fall.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like early in the year, it's like you watch these guys and they're good players. But I think, listen, they're realistic. They know what it takes to get to an Eastern Conference Finals. And they look around. They're like, okay, I'm on the court right now with Nesmith, Pritchard, Ogele, Javonte Green. Like, what am I going to do? Of course I'm going to work on my one-on-one game. Of course I'm going to start getting selfish. And then I realize my team sucks. So, of course, I'm going to just play to try to make sure I'm on an all-NBA team to get the Supermax.
And like, won that's a lot of playoff like games at. Over the last
I mean,
decade.
That's bad character, in my opinion. All right, so I'm going to have Tangway in for Glenn. We got Christian's at home. Lou is over at Fenway Park. We're going to continue to rip the Celtics. I want to talk about the coach, you know, because to me, I love the guy, but he can't coach this team anymore. 617-779-7937 OMF. Back after this. More Celtics.